This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. The perception is that gluten-free foods are inherently healthier or even cleaner. But the truth is that gluten-free foods may be among the most deceptively marketed and most chemically contaminated foods in the grocery store.
Now, the report says glyphosate is in many of America's most popular foods. Folks, this is a weed killer, glyphosate.
I'm going to do it again. Why did I do it? To prove a point. When you eat these foods, it causes an addictive pattern in your mind.
Glyphosate is the key ingredient in Roundup, the most popular weed killer in the world.
And it's a chemical that was developed in the 1970s by Monsanto and has wreaked havoc on the environment and continues to wreak havoc.
As the lab science director of CWC Labs and the author of Food Forensics, I'm always interested in the scientific data conducted by other labs, even in other countries, looking at the food supply and checking for contaminants. And recently, when I got my hands on some data from the Canadian government, I was really shocked because they had developed a method to look for glyphosate and measure it in parts per billion concentrations in a variety of different foods, including gluten-free foods. They also tested lentils and beans and other things, and they tested it by country as well. So they have a breakdown of country by country. What are the levels of glyphosate, that is Roundup typically, that's found in the foods that they tested? And one of the most shocking and surprising results that came out of this testing is that gluten-free foods had a shockingly high level of glyphosate across 118 different products that they tested off the shelf. Across these 118 gluten-free products, they found the average parts per billion of glyphosate was 477. That's almost half a part per million of glyphosate, which is known to be a carcinogenic chemical. There's also substantial research showing that glyphosate is disruptive to normal human biology at even sub parts per billion concentrations. In other words, even at parts per trillion concentrations, it can harm your body in ways that are only now beginning to be understood. Now, for a heavy metal like lead, that wouldn't be considered a highly toxic level by most people. But for a disruptive herbicide like glyphosate that has been labeled probably carcinogenic by health authorities around the world, it is very, very concerning. A lot of people choose gluten-free foods because they've had bad experiences eating wheat products. But it may not be the gluten for many people. It could be the glyphosate in the wheat, because you see, wheat is very often sprayed with glyphosate. It's used as a desiccant, a drying chemical in chemical agriculture. And so farmers spray entire fields of wheat with glyphosate, also known as Roundup, one of the brand names of it, in order to dry that wheat more quickly so that they reduce their risk of rain or other weather events spoiling their wheat crop. So they spray it with chemicals, they saturate the wheat with glyphosate, and then they harvest it and they're able to obtain more profit from it. But the glyphosate saturates the wheat kernels and it ends up inside the wheat products that people are consuming, whether it's bread or bagels or donuts or cake mixes or pasta, whatever. If it's made out of wheat and the wheat isn't organic, it very likely contains glyphosate, and not just a little, but a lot. And that glyphosate persists through food processing. It survives the spraying and the harvesting and also the milling of the wheat grains. And it survives baking and cooking and mixing and blending and refining and all these things. And it even survives in the bodies of the people who consume those wheat products. So you can test their urine or blood and you can find glyphosate still in their bodies. And also glyphosate byproducts such as AMPA and other derivatives of glyphosate. There's also complex glyphosate, which is a glyphosate molecule combined with something else. So there are many different forms of it, but you can see them all intact in the bodies of people who eat non-organic wheat products. So many of those people mistakenly believe that they are allergic to gluten. And so they read about gluten online and they think, gosh, you know, I'm having stomach aches and I'm having perhaps gastrointestinal disorders or vomiting or headaches or who knows what kinds of problems. And they attribute that to gluten and then they go to gluten-free foods. Well, I'm here to tell them that your gluten-free foods, unless they are certified organic or perhaps non-GMO project verified, those gluten-free foods could be giving you more glyphosate than the wheat products that you were trying to escape in the first place. So you might be leaping out of the frying pan and into the fire, so to speak. You might be escaping glyphosate in wheat products and thinking you're allergic to gluten, but you end up getting just as much or even more glyphosate from your gluten-free products because they are not organic in most cases. A lot of people buy gluten-free and they just look for the gluten-free label, but they don't look for the organic label. And if it's not organic, it can come from genetically modified corn, and usually does, and it can be sprayed with glyphosate, and it usually is. So non-organic gluten-free foods can be extremely toxic to the human body when consumed over a very long period of time. It can disrupt hormones, it can disrupt digestion, it can even cause cancer, different types of cancer, not just one kind. So for people who are shopping for gluten-free foods, they need to understand the real science behind what they're buying and why are they buying it. And frankly, I would encourage people to go back to wheat products and try organic wheat first. Try wheat that hasn't been sprayed with glyphosate and see if you can handle organic wheat with gluten in it, because it turns out that most people can. Gluten is not as big a problem as has been made out to be in my research. I'm not saying that it doesn't cause problems with some people, because it does. There are certain people who have a difficulty handling gluten in terms of digestion, but overall I think the problem is wildly overblown. I think the real problem is the herbicides in the food, the glyphosate, and also various pesticides that are used in foods as well. These herbicides and pesticides are synthetic chemicals. They're not part of food, whereas gluten is. Gluten is actually part of the food supply, and it's something that's been consumed by your ancestors and thousands of generations of ancestors before you. Gluten is something that's biocompatible with the human population as it exists today for the most part. I know there are exceptions to that, but for the most part, it's been part of the food supply for a very long time. Pesticides and herbicides have not. They are relatively new in terms of the history of human civilization. They've only been around roughly 100 years or so, a little bit less for most of them. They are not biocompatible. They are not found in nature for the most part. Most of them are synthetic, and they're patented, or they were at one time, and now they've come off patent. But they're artificially created. Many of them are derived from synthetic chemical processes that were developed by, believe it or not, the Nazis. It goes back to Nazi Germany and IG Farben and Bayer. Bayer was one of the Nazi company offshoots of IG Farben, which was prosecuted for crimes against humanity. And a Bayer chairperson actually went to prison for crimes against humanity. And today, Bayer continues to manufacture pharmaceuticals and pesticides. This is the progeny of the Nazi era research into pesticide chemicals that can kill things. And this was really one of the aims of the Nazi era of IG Farben, which again became Bayer and other companies, Basif, for example. They were trying to figure out ways to, in their minds, efficiently kill Jews and efficiently kill pests. And they saw certain types of human beings as pests, just like today in chemical agriculture, they see, you know, certain types of bugs or worms as pests. And it turns out that the same or similar chemicals that kill bugs also kill humans. And so these corporations have become masters of how to efficiently cause death in living organisms. And this is really the history of modern agriculture and the history of genocide and the history of chemical corporations like Bayer. And the reason I can say that and not be sued is because everything I'm saying is factually correct. And it can't be refuted. It's on the historical record. It's just that most people don't know about this. So they're out there buying gluten-free foods and they're thinking that they're being healthy, but they're actually buying chemicals that are derivatives of Nazi-era death chemicals developed by a corporation that was actually part of the Nazi empire and is today known as Bayer. And people don't know that. And so they're just eating themselves to death. Back in World War II, you had to load people onto rail cars at gunpoint. Today, all you got to do is slap a gluten-free label on it and put it on the shelf in the grocery store, and people kill themselves and pay you for it. You as a corporation can actually earn a profit by delivering chemicals to people that will cause cancer, that will kill them when consumed over a long period of time. And just to be clear, I'm not saying that these foods will kill you instantly. That's not the way pesticides and herbicides work in the concentrations in which they're found in these foods. It's the aggregate burden over a long period of time. You have to consume them, you know, day after day or year after year, and they accumulate in your fat tissues, they accumulate in your brain, they will cause Alzheimer's in many people in the long term, or they will disrupt normal physiological function and lead to cancer and lead to tumors. And especially when combined with other chemicals such as fluoride in the water supply or toxic heavy metals. You know, mercury is still used in flu shots in America. So you combine mercury and you combine lead and you combine perhaps cadmium or arsenic, toxic elements. You combine those with pesticides and herbicides and hormone disruptors such as bisphenol A, which are very common throughout the food supply. Then you get this sort of the straw that breaks the camel's back. You get a tipping point. And the tipping point can lead to aggressive cancer throughout your body, or it can lead to a crash of neurology that then gets diagnosed as dementia or Alzheimer's. And I'm just here to warn people that gluten-free foods can be a healthy part of your diet, but you need to make sure that they're organic. So look for certified organic, that's the USDA organic label. Look for non-GMO project verified. And beware that many gluten-free foods that are not organic are actually delivering to you a cancer-causing chemical known as glyphosate that's used for the convenience of the wheat farmers, not to protect your health. It's, in fact, ravaging your health. And there's another big lesson in all of this, which is that you should beware of things that are labeled as natural foods or gluten-free or sugar-free, and there are many other label claims that often mean the opposite of what you think they mean. And consumers who are not well informed, maybe they're not reading naturalnews.com yet, and they should be, they might think that all natural means organic, but it actually doesn't mean anything. It's not a regulated term. It can be used on any food, even a food grown with pesticides and herbicides and heavy metals and everything imaginable. The term sugar-free, it is regulated, but it still allows for the use of chemical sweeteners that are linked to cancer and brain disorders, neurological problems. So you can have many sugar-free foods can still be extremely damaging to your health because they contain toxic chemicals. There are many other labels that you should watch out for. Some corporations have their own green checkmark labels that says or implies that this is okay to eat in unlimited quantities. In truth, these are just propaganda symbols put on by the manufacturers of these products in order to deceive and fool consumers. And they're very effective. Many consumers who don't read the ingredients and who aren't informed about the real science behind food, they can be deceived by these labels and they can inadvertently purchase products that cause them to consume dangerous quantities of pesticides or herbicides or hormone disruptors or heavy metals or trans fatty acids for that matter. Partially hydrogenated oils can be in that list. The bottom line is that shopping in a grocery store today is kind of like a minefield. And if you don't know how to navigate that minefield with good solid information, with some skepticism against the FDA and the corporations and the media, remember the media is engaged in fake news and they give you fake science when it comes to foods and sodas because that's who's paying their advertising money, right? So the mainstream media, CNN, is fake news. Almost everything they report about health is propaganda handed to them by corporations. So they are engaged in fake news. And if you accidentally trust CNN or trust the FDA or trust the CDC or trust a junk food manufacturer, then you're going to be misled and you're going to end up eating yourself to death and having cancer or diabetes or heart disease or Alzheimer's or dementia. And that's what we're seeing in the modern world today. People who adopt the diet of these popular products that are promoted on mainstream media and promoted by the food companies and promoted even by the government itself. I mean, look, you can buy soda with food stamps, right? I mean, it's the government's handing out billions of dollars for people to eat themselves to death into a state of chronic disease. It's insanity, but it's what makes the food companies wealthy. And Amazon.com now can accept food stamps online, so even Amazon is making money off of selling disease-promoting products to the American people. And it's sick, it is unethical, and it's promoting chronic disease that has its own profit model found in the pharmaceutical industry. So it's a spiral of insanity and disease and profiteering off of human suffering. But that's the way these corporations keep making money, by deceiving you and falsely labeling their foods and hiding poisons in their foods while making you think that you're avoiding those poisons. In truth, you're eating yourself to death while they're getting rich and laughing all the way to the bank. So what can people do? Well, number one, get informed. I'm the author of a book called Food Forensics. You can download the first chapter for free at foodforensics.com. That book is available everywhere online as well and at bookstores. Secondly, read naturalnews.com, because we cover food science and food labeling on a daily basis, plus many other issues. If you really want to narrow the issues down to just foods and food ingredients, we've got a couple other websites. One is called fresh.news. It covers fresh foods and groceries and recipes from time to time. Another website is called ingredients.news. And that takes a look at toxic ingredients versus safe ingredients and how to avoid the toxic ingredients and how to be healthy in the foods that you do choose. We also publish glyphosate.news, which is a great website to learn more about glyphosate and how this toxic herbicide is causing so much harm right now in the population all around the world. We need to avoid this chemical at all costs because it's so potent and it's so dangerous at such a low dose. And finally, you have to learn to reject the traditional sources of so-called science news, because most of mainstream science is fake science, in the same way that mainstream media is fake news. So whether you're talking about Scientific American, which is largely fake science, or you're talking about Discovery Channel, a lot of it's fake science. It's all corporate propaganda that's positioned as science. And it's all run by Monsanto and GMO companies and DuPont and Syngenta. It's all run by the pesticide pushers, the poisoners, all the chemical companies. They control the science journals, and they control many of the universities. They control the mainstream science media, which again is fake science. So if you really want to stop poisoning yourself and learn how to live a healthy life, you have to discern the difference between real science news, which is like naturalnews.com, and we also run scientific.news, versus fake science news, which is CNN or Discovery Channel or National Geographic or Scientific American or what have you. To be able to tell the difference between real science and fake science, it's very easy, it's very simple. Any publication or news organization that's just mindlessly pushing mercury in vaccines is fake science. And most of them are pushing thimerosal and mercury in vaccines and calling it safe, but it's absurd. Mercury is a potent neurotoxin. It's a toxic heavy metal. The science is irrefutable. And they also push GMOs and pesticides as well. And they also push fluoride. So look for those four things. If they're pushing GMOs, pesticides, mercury in vaccines, and fluoridation in the water supply, they're fake science. That's a real easy way. Four red flags to very easily tell whether you're reading real science or fake science. Do you know what you're really eating? Food labels don't tell the whole story. There can be heavy metals in your food, pesticides, herbicides, pharmaceuticals. And these are the kinds of chemicals and heavy metals that can promote cancer, diabetes, heart disease, liver failure, kidney disorders, infertility, and even Alzheimer's. I took it upon myself to build this laboratory and then to test hundreds of different foods using state-of-the-art scientific instrumentation. We then published the results in the book on over 800 foods, telling you exactly how much lead and mercury and arsenic they contain, and providing warnings about all the other chemicals and additives that go into your food, usually without your knowledge. If you want the truth about what you're eating or feeding your children, you need to get Food Forensics. It exposes the truth that both the food companies don't want you to know and the government regulators, the FDA, won't admit. Food Forensics is the one manual on food and nutrition and health that every grocery store shopper and consumer in America needs to have. So you can start avoiding the toxic chemicals, avoiding the heavy metals, and start empowering yourself with the kind of knowledge that the food companies don't want you to have your hands on, because you'll stop buying their poison. Food Forensics threatens to change the entire future of the food industry. These food manufacturers know that if this book succeeds with your help, they will have to clean up their products. And that, my friends, is one of the best reasons to help support this book and share this information with others. And if you do that, we're going to write another book. And another. We'll have a whole series. We'll use the best science. We'll expand this laboratory. We'll buy more products off the shelf. We'll expand our staff. I will do whatever is necessary to bring you absolute transparency about what you are eating and buying and feeding your own children. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the author of Food Forensics. Check out my book now at foodforensics.com.